This is The Wealthy Bookheads, where we interview important books that can change your life. I'll ask the questions, and I'll let the book do the talking using words from its own pages. This is essentially a book interview. Your time is valuable, so let's get started. Today, I'll be interviewing The Upside of Stress, Why Stress is Good for You, and How to Get Good at It by Kelly McGonigal. It currently has an overall rating of 4.6 on Amazon, and 74% of the reviewers call it a 5-star book. Question number one, what's the book about? This book delivers a startling message. Stress isn't bad. It's about the research indicating that stress can, in fact, make us stronger, smarter, and happier if we learn how to embrace it. It will resonate with people who know they can't eliminate the stress in their lives and want to learn how to take advantage of it. Question. So let's start by defining exactly what you mean by the term stress. Answer. Stress is what arises when something you care about is at stake. This definition includes your thoughts, emotions, and physical reactions when you're feeling stressed, as well as how you choose to cope with the situations that you describe as stressful. This definition also highlights an important truth about stress. Stress and meaning are inextricably linked. You don't stress about things you don't care about, and you can't create a meaningful life without experiencing some stress. Question. In the book, you talk about two stress mindsets. What are they? Answer. Psychologist Aaliyah Crum and her colleagues developed the stress mindset measure to assess people's views of stress. Take a moment to look at the following two stress mindsets and consider which set of statements you agree with more strongly. Mindset 1. Stress is harmful. Experiencing stress depletes my health and vitality. Experiencing stress debilitates my performance and productivity. Experiencing stress inhibits my learning and growth. The effects of stress are negative and should be avoided. Mindset 2. Stress is enhancing. Experiencing stress enhances my performance and productivity. Experiencing stress improves my health and vitality. Experiencing stress facilitates my learning and growth. The effects of stress are positive and should be utilized. Of these two mindsets, the first one, stress is harmful, is by far the most common. Crum and her colleagues have found that while most people can see some truth in both mindsets, they still view stress as more harmful than helpful. Question. So people can view stress as positive or negative. Why does it matter? Answer. Stress mindsets are powerful because they affect not just how you think, but also how you act. When you view stress as harmful, it's something to be avoided. Feeling stressed becomes a signal to try to escape or reduce the stress. And indeed, people who endorse a stress is harmful mindset are more likely to say that they cope with stress by trying to avoid it. In contrast, people who believe that stress can be helpful are more likely to say that they cope with stress proactively. These different ways of dealing with stress lead to very different outcomes. Question. Speaking of outcomes, in the book you say, the effect you expect is the effect you get. In other words, by viewing stress as good, we can change our physical biology. Is there any scientific proof to support this claim? Answer. Actually, yes, there is. In one study, Aaliyah Crum wanted to see if changing people's perception of stress could modify a measure of resilience, namely, the ratio of DHEA to cortisol. The ratio of these adrenal gland hormones is called the growth index of a stress response. A higher growth index helps people thrive under stress. In the study, a mock job interview was designed to stress out the participants. Before the interview, however, participants were randomly assigned to one of two videos about stress. The videos lasted 3 minutes. The first video showed research that stress is enhancing. The second video shows research that stress is debilitating. The big question was, could a 3-minute video about stress given before a stressful mock interview alter this key ratio of stress hormones? The answer, amazingly, is yes. Participants who had watched the stresses enhancing video had a higher growth index than participants who had watched the stresses debilitating video. Viewing stress as enhancing made it so, not in some subjective self-reported way, but in the ratio of stress hormones produced by the participants' adrenal glands. Viewing stress as helpful created an entirely different biological reality. So it is true. The effect you expect is the effect you get. Question: how can we apply this knowledge to get better at stress? Answer: viewing your stress response as a resource can transform the physiology of fear into the biology of courage. It can turn a threat into a challenge. It can help you do your best under pressure. Even when the stress doesn't feel helpful, as in the case of anxiety, welcoming it can transform it into something that is helpful: more energy, more confidence, and a greater willingness to take action. You can apply this strategy in your own life anytime you notice signs of stress. When you feel your heart pounding or your breath quickening, realize that it's your body's way of trying to give you more energy. If you notice tension in your body, remind yourself that the stress response gives you access to your strength. Whatever the sensations of stress are, worry less about trying to make them go away and focus more on what you're going to do with the energy, strength, and drive that the stress gives you. Your body is providing you access to all your resources to help you rise to the challenge. Instead of taking a deep breath to calm down, take a deep breath to sense the energy that's available to you. Then put that energy to use. Ask yourself, what action can I take, or what choice can I make that is consistent with my goal in the moment? Question: how do we really know if we need to change our stress mindset? And if we do want to change it, how long does it take to see the benefits of this shift? Answer: to get to know your stress mindset, start to notice how you think and talk about stress. What do you say out loud or think to yourself? My own stressed out mantra before I started to seriously rethink stress was, "This is just too much." Notice how thinking about your stress in your habitual way makes you feel. Does it motivate you, inspire you, or does it exhaust you, paralyze you? When you think about the stress in your life right now, at this very moment, how does it make you feel about yourself or your life? If stress makes you feel negative, you may want to rethink it. The benefits of a mindset shift appear as soon as people begin to see the upside of stress. The mindset shift that matters is one that allows you to hold a more balanced view of stress, to fear it less, to trust yourself to handle it, and to use it as a resource for engaging with life. Question: what do you say to someone who is unable to be calm under pressure? Answer: contrary to what many people expect, top performers are not physiologically calm under pressure. Rather, they have strong challenge responses. The stress response gives them access to their mental and physical resources, and the result is increased confidence, enhanced concentration, and peak performance. People who report being in a state of flow, a highly enjoyable state of being, completely absorbed in what you're doing, display clear signs of a challenge response. Artists, athletes, surgeons, video gamers, and musicians all show this kind of stress response when they're engaged in their craft or skill. In a challenge response, you'll notice your heart pounding, your body sweating, or your breath quickening. Like a fight or flight response, a challenge response gives you energy and helps you perform under pressure. But it differs from a fight or flight response in a few important ways. You feel focused, but not fearful. Question: so just view our nerves as focused energy and don't worry about relaxing? Answer: when you're nervous before a big event, be it a meeting, a speech, a competition, or an exam, remember that there's a fine line between anxiety and excitement. researchers at the University of New Orleans strapped heart rate monitors onto experienced skydivers and onto nervous novices. They found that the more seasoned jumpers weren't calmer than those who were about to take their first leap. Instead, the experienced skydivers showed even higher heart rates before and after the jump. The more pumped up they were to take the dive, the bigger their excite and delight response. When you need to take a leap and want to do well, don't worry about forcing yourself to relax. Instead, embrace the nerves, tell yourself that you're excited, and know that your heart is in it. Question. Regarding the heart being in it, you go so far as to say in the book that a meaningful life is a stressful life. Can you elaborate on this more? Answer. Remember, you don't stress out about the things you don't care about, and you can't create a meaningful life without experiencing some stress. As a matter of fact, in 2013, researchers at Stanford and Florida State University asked the broad national sample of U.S. adults ages 18 through 78 to rate how much they agreed with the following statement. Quote, "Taking all things together, I feel my life is meaningful," unquote. The research then looked at what distinguished people who strongly agreed with the statement from those who did not. What are the best predicators of a meaningful life? Surprisingly, stress ranked high. People who had experienced the highest number of stressful life events were most likely to consider their lives meaningful. Why are stress and meaning so strongly linked? One reason is that stress seems to be an inevitable consequence of engaging in roles and pursuing goals that feed our sense of purpose. Rather than being a sign that something is wrong with your life, feeling stressed can be a barometer for how engaged you are in the activities and relationships that are personally meaningful to you. Question. But what about the stress of busyness and time pressure? Is it a mistake to dream of retirement when there will be a lot more uncompressed time in our lives? Answer. Research clearly shows that a less stressful life doesn't make people nearly as happy as they think it will. Although most people predict that they would be happier if they were less busy, the opposite turns out to be true. People are happier when they're busier, even when they're forced on to take more than they would choose. In fact, a dramatic decrease in busyness may explain why retirement can increase the risk of depression by 40%. A lack of meaningful stress in your life may be bad for your health. In a study following over 9,000 adults in the UK for 10 years, those who reported highly meaningful lives had a 30% reduction in mortality. This reduced risk held, even after controlling for factors such as education, wealth, depression, and health behaviors such as smoking, exercise, and drinking. Question. Why do you think people feel that stress is not an expected part of life? Answer. I think it's because we often judge our insides, which we know intimately, by other people's outsides, because that's all we can see. Often we're surprised to find a coworker is struggling with suicidal thoughts, a neighbor has a drinking problem, or the lovely couple down the street engages in domestic violence. When you ride with people in the elevator or exchange pleasantries in line at the grocery store, they may appear calm and in control. Outward appearances do not always reflect the struggles within. Because the suffering of others can be less visible to our eyes, we often look at the world and conclude that we are alone in our suffering. This misperception leads to a greater sense of isolation and far less satisfaction with life. Studies show that spending time on social media can increase loneliness and decrease satisfaction. This tendency to view our own life as less happy than other people's lives is likely the reason why. Question. Some people believe that what doesn't kill us makes us stronger, but others are not so sure about it. What does the research on stress say about it? Answer. Mark Seary, a psychologist at the University of Buffalo, is best known for a controversial paper entitled "Whatever Does Not Kill Us." In it, he challenged the widespread belief that traumatic events always increase the risk of depression, anxiety, and illness. Instead, He showed that a history of negative life events can actually protect against these negative outcomes. Adversity, he claimed, can create resilience. These surprising findings came from a study that tracked more than 2,000 Americans for 4 years. In the end, Siri found a U-shaped curve, with those in the middle the best off. In other words, the people who had experienced a moderate level of adversity had the lowest risk of depression, the fewest physical health problems, and the greatest satisfaction with life. People at the extremes, either at the lowest or the highest levels of adversity, were more depressed, had more health problems, and were less satisfied with their lives. Question. In the book, you actually talk about setting big annual stress goals. What's that all about? Answer. A while back, one of my close friends shared with me that instead of New Year's resolutions, her family had started to set annual stress goals. Each year, she, her husband, and their teenage son decide how they want to grow in the coming year. Then, they choose a personal project that will be both meaningful and difficult. They talk about what their stress edge will be. That is, what they expect to be challenging, what they might feel anxious about, and the strengths that they want to develop. I fell in love with this idea and immediately began using it myself, not just for New Year's resolutions, but as an orientation to my life. In fact, writing this book was one of my big stress goals for the past 2 years. Question. In conclusion, what would you say to the listener who is now overwhelmed with a stressful situation and wants to avoid any more stress? Answer. It's not at all uncommon to wish for a life without stress. While this is a natural desire, pursuing it comes at a heavy cost. When you think life should be less stressful, feeling stressed can seem like a sign that you're inadequate. If you were strong enough, smart enough, or good enough, then you wouldn't be stressed. Stress becomes a sign of personal failure rather than evidence that you are human. The biggest problem with trying to avoid stress is how it changes the way we view our lives and ourselves. Anything in life that causes stress starts to look like a big problem. If you experience stress at work, you think there's something wrong with your job. If you experience stress in your marriage, you start to think there's something wrong with your relationship. If you experience stress as a parent, you start to think there's something wrong with your parenting or maybe your kids. If trying to make a change is stressful, you think there's something wrong with your goal. By rethinking and even embracing stress, you can change its effect on everything from your physical health and emotional well-being to your satisfaction at work and your hopefulness about the future. And finally, my favorite quotes from the book are as follows. A meaningful life is a stressful life. Viewing stress as helpful creates a biological reality. In terms of stress, the effect you expect is the effect you get. The benefits appear as soon as you see the upside of stress. The key difference is you feel focused but not fearful. And that's it for this book interview with The Upside of Stress. Why Stress is Good for You and How to Get Good at It by Kelly McGonigal. You've been listening to The Wealthy Bookheads, where we interview important books that can change our lives. You can order this book in the links below or on our website if you'd like to support our cause. It puts a few pennies in our pockets without taking any extra pennies from yours. As always, thank you for your time.